Season's greetings and salutations. This is Nimble Mind Tricks for those who are a cut above. All right, today we're going to talk about an assuming pony soldier. So last week, there was a few episodes. There's one about diversity quotas, and just kind of want to tie everything together. There's one about assuming things, I believe. And Neville would say in his works, he said it more than once, assumptions, though false, if persisted in, will harden into facts. Now, he doesn't say if these are good things and bad things, or bad things. He says that good and bad is based on the individual, not the actual thing. So let's say assuming diversity quotas and maybe seeing them in your 3D, 4D reality. Yesterday I was watching the sports wrap / pregame show and something popped out almost immediately. I noticed that the pregame show, which was normally three individuals, it was a sportscaster, a former NFL football coach, and I believe a former player, and then a former player. Three men, they would do the sports wrap / pregame show. But at the end, I noticed a woman doing the show. Didn't think much of it. She didn't look or come across as a tart. She was very well-spoken, well-mannered, well-dressed. And I'm like, oh, must be the another diversity quota. Growing up watching football my whole life, and I'm not saying this is good, bad, or indifferent. I'm just saying this is what I noticed. All the referees were males. Yesterday, and maybe for even a longer time, I noticed this for the first time yesterday, I noticed two female referees. And also to the football teams, the individuals that bring them water used to just be the water boy, just males that would bring them water. And now I notice there's a lot more women in the role as well. This has nothing to do with being a feminist, anti-feminist. By definition, you probably know a feminist definition is someone who thinks that women should have the same right as males. And personally, and I've mentioned this before, I don't think that should have ever been up to debate. I think everyone's equal, so it really doesn't matter in that regard. And if you want to think about that as well, there's male cheerleaders. There's at least one team that has male cheerleaders in the National Football League. I know that in college, some high schools, that's a thing. So it's not just one gender that's benefiting from this. All right, was talking about diversity quotas, that these companies, organizations are meeting these diversity quotas in order to look more quote unquote woke and look better for society at large. And that may be true. True as far as you want to say it, could be your assumption, your external. I know that it was in fact mine. So if you want to talk about maybe a diversity quota, maybe not, but here's somewhere something to think about here as well, too.
Hi, and I'm Vice President. My name is Kamala Harris. And the
Lion Dog Face Pony Soldier.
Come on, man!
All right, that was our... I'm not even going to identify that, but that's someone who some folks treat as the Vice President of our country. I'm not going to go into too much depth beyond that, but it's a first female vice president. So from a woman's rights standpoint, tip of the hat. But from another standpoint, there's different ways to look at that. So the never mind trick for today, and kind of wrapping up that last episode on diversity quotas and some of the episodes from last week. Are these folks that are in these roles, from what someone like me or an external would say, it's to fill a diversity quota? They've probably imagined themselves in these roles. A woman watching a sport and say, I could do that. I know it's just men that do it, but I could do it. Or a minority. I've never seen someone of this race, creed, color do this role. I could do it. So that's kind of perhaps that thought created this diversity quota, which is kind of taboo. So maybe it's not even a thing. But let's face it, it is a thing. In politics, doesn't seem like all that much, but maybe it's in politics more than other. I can continue to talk around in circles here, but so the people's assumptions, creating the diversity quotas, creating these new roles. But for those that may be on the outside of the diversity quota, view this as an external. Just because you're noticing more fill in the blank, filling in a certain role, job, what have you, and you don't happen to fill that blank in, consider that as an external and make the changes accordingly. Caring is sharing. If you found value in the episode, feel free to share with family, friends, neighbors, or anyone else that might have an issue with an external quota that they don't think they have a chance against, despite any background. And for now, let us go into a silence. A silence filled with music. Christmas-inspired music. Because you know that day is just around the corner. Whatever that means to you. Enjoy.